4 Thursday night. Okay, we're really up in the art school, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Beis, some have it as Halacha Hey, and some have it as Mishnah Sayin. Before we start, we're up to the Mishnah. Again, Yud Beis Amud Beis in the art school, Perek Beis Halacha Hey, or Mishnah Sayin. Before we start, Ha'orez V'Hadochen, I want to go over a few maskonos halacha lemaisa, based on what we've been learning about the last 2 or 3 weeks. Okay, now, we know, so I'll just speak out some piskei halachas before going weiter based on the Gemaras that we've learned in the last 2 or so weeks. Tois v'shvias, we'll assume even Tois v'shvias, the basic Tois v'shvias, which is Lamed Yom, whether it's a pasuk, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's not noyig, when there's no beis hamikdash. So there's no more, Tois v'shvias is not an issue anymore. However, as we learned in the last Mishnah, there are plantings that are asur in the 6th year, even when there's no issur Tois v'shvias, b'zman hazeh, but there are plantings that are asur in the 6th year. We'll see why. Now, according to many Achronim, we're talking about Rav Shlomo Zalman and Chas Yitzchak, according to late Achronim, they paskin halacha lemaisa that it's usur to plant something that will take root in the 7th year. And that's a basic din. That's not a din of Tosef HaShvias. That's V'shof Sa'oret Shabbos Lashem. They accept the chilek of the Minchas Chinuch, why it's different than Shabbos. By Shabbos, the focus is the person doing melacha. If you want on Friday, doesn't matter what happens on Shabbos. Except for certain gezeiros, like with cooking, we know, we're familiar with that gezeiro. But otherwise, no problem. But here is v'shof sa'aret Shabbos Lashem. So they hold it's usur, and this has nothing to do with Tosef HaShvias. So therefore, you can't plant a tree, Marshall. They hold like Tosef. You can't plant a tree after Tesvav Elul. We paskin, it takes 2 weeks to take root. So you can't plant something. I'll go through the halachas. 2 weeks for a tree. You can't plant after Tesvav Elul. It'll take root during the Shvias. What? Those 2 week periods. It'll take root during the Shvias. After 2 weeks, it takes root. Obviously, there's a degree. If there's a machlekes tanoim, if it's 30 days or 2 weeks or 3 days, so obviously something's happening, and I'm sure something's happening from the beginning. But we paskin after 2 weeks, it takes firm root. And that's what's also. At the end of 2 weeks, it has taken root. More than 2 weeks before. The chiddush is even when there's no Tois HaShvias, you can't plant after Tesvav Elul because it'll take root during Shvias. Now, that's only their reason. We'll see in a moment. The Chazon Ish argues, I'm talking conceptually still. The Chazon Ish argues, and he holds that he holds when I'll start it, there's no such thing. If there is such a thing, it's also an aspect of Tois HaShvias. Just like you can't be Chayrish because it's beneficial for the 7th year. So this Indian is not planting in the 6th year because it'll take root the 7th year is also that aspect of in Lomdus. It's Tois HaShvias.
This whole
day's
mission.
No. Wait. Yeah, we'll get to the mission in a second. You understand the whole mission is Shnei Orla. The Shnei Orla thing. So the Chazon Ish holds. Let's say you plant even grass. Let's assume there's an Issa of Avodas Haoretz, even on not fruit-bearing trees, even though we had a Marafulda on Dav Gimel in the art scroll, which said something, which I see it's not kept to La Halacha, because it's just a Marafulda, but he says it as a Dav Pashut, that Avodas Haoretz is mutter for non-food-bearing purposes. Avodas Haoretz, now we're talking. Nothing to do with Kedusha Shvias. No, Kedusha Shvias is only on food or on other things that give Hanah maybe Reach, we'll be learning about those things. But Avodah Sa'aretz, so the Ma'ar Fulden makes a matter-of-factly statement on Dav Gimel that Avodah Sa'aretz is mutter for non-food-bearing purposes. The halacha is not like that. Thing, you can't work the field for any reason, for planting purposes. You can't to plant an Elon Srak. You can't plant an Elon Srak on Shvius, halacha is. Okay.
What?
They plant it on Shvius?
No, he's a Kufaker. He said he can't even water the grass. Which others have disagreed.
I know that in halacha, the Ma'ar Fulda is not brought down as a shita. Okay, but again, getting back, so the Chazon Ish holds that Inyan is only twice the Shvius. Grass, let's assume it's 3 days. If grass to take root. Or other plantings. So, you have that machlaikas. But fruit trees, so let's say, can you plant vegetables 4 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah? If you know they'll take, let's say you know. The gardener, the horticulturist, whatever it's called, he tells you it's going to take root in 5 days. So, it's a mamish machlaikas achreinim. Many achreinim aser it, the Chazon Ish is mater it. Plain and pashut. Very straightforward. Okay. And it would apply to grass also. That's why it's, we don't go like the Ma'ar Fulda. You can't have things take root in Shvius, according to these Achrayinim. And according to Chazon Ish, he doesn't know of any such Isser. I mean, he does, but it's Tais to Shvius, it's Mutter. Fruit trees, which is the subject of the last Mishnah, so that already is a new thing. You can't plant a fruit tree in a way that the Shemitah year is year number one of Arla. You can't plant a fruit tree in a way that year number one is Arla. And if you plant a fruit tree within 45 days of Rosh Hashanah, so since it takes 2 weeks to take root, and to count the previous year as year number one, and Shemitah is then year number two, you need at least 30 days we paskin. That's how we paskin. Not like Rav Meir of Yom Echa, but we paskin close to Yom. So therefore, because of that din, and that din everybody's molded to, but according to the Chazon Ish, that's the only din that exists. I'll remind you just that according to Rashi, there's also a din that it can't take root during Taisefer Shvius, which is a tremendous chiddush, but it doesn't matter because Taisefer Shvius is not made Bizman Hazeh anyway. Talking Bizman Hazeh. Whether it is an issur to plant anything that will take root in Shvius is a machlokes late achreinim of the last door, mamish, but planting fruit trees carries a separate inyan that we learned in Shalmi, and it's in Bavli and Gittin, that because of Marasayan, you can't plant something, in a fruit tree, in a way that Orla, year number one, will be Shemitah, because then people will say, you planted it in Shemitah. Okay, so therefore, if you're planting a fruit tree for the first time, meaning you're counting Shnei Orla now, so now, let's assume for a moment, Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo. So you could plant on Tez Zayin Av has to be day number one. If Tez Zayin Av is day number one, so even if you'll say Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, so a minute before Shkia of Tez Zayin Av, you'll plant, it's 14 days for it to take root, that brings you, so 16 Av is day number one, 29 Av is day number 14, 30 Av always has 30 days, 30 Av is day number one, Elul always has 29 days, so that's, so you plant it on the 16th of Av. Again, that's a kula of the Chazon Ish. The Noida Behuda holds that you don't say Mikta Sayom Kekulo here. Since the Lashon HaMishnah is Shtei Shabbosos, not Yudalid Yom, so there's no Mikta Sayom Kekulo, so, I don't know what, I have to admit, I didn't check into what they do L'maisa. Do you have only till Tuba Av at night, or do you have till Tez Zion Av at night? Right? Because you don't have Mikta Sayom Kekulo. So it's 14 days to take root, and then 30 days to count as a year. So that's why, by fruit trees, if you want to help the farmers plant something, this year now they're going to plant We'll call it up till Tu B'Av. It's a nice date to say. So we'll say up till Tu B'Av, even though they can go another day, certainly according to the Chassidish, they can go another 23 hours and 59 minutes. Now, if you're moving a fruit tree from place to place in a way that it does not reawaken the Isra Arla, according to the Chazanish, I don't want to go into Dinei Arla now, it's complicated enough as it is. According to the Chazanish, it has to live until it takes root in the new place. That's all. That's enough. It's in a Gush Afar that it'll live until it takes root in the new place. It won't collapse. It won't. So that you can do up till Rosh Hashanah. So that you can do up till Rosh Hashanah. L'chayu you can do up till Rosh Hashanah according to everybody, because it already took root. It's not taking root in Shemitah. So you say, but if the dirt falls away, you have like a thing. So then you have to go back to Tu B'Av, because once it has to take, if you'd have to count Shnei Arla again, it really has to do with Shnei Arla. But whenever you have Arla to worry about, it has to take root, and then 30 days, you can't have the Shemitah year being year number one. So again, like if you buy something in an Otzot Nokuv, and then you transplant it to the ground, so then again, you can go up to Rosh Hashanah. If you buy an Otzot Sheino Nokuv, so then, if you buy an Otzot Sheino Nokuv, so it already took root. It already took root, but you're going from a Chiyavarla Dirabonon to a Chiyavarla Dioraisa. If you're moving from an Otzot Sheino Nokuv to the ground. But root, it already took root. So you just have to transplant it before Rosh Chodesh, before Chav Tes Av. Because you just need 30 days now to count as a year for the Dioraisa Arla. You don't need the 2 weeks because it already took root. That's not a problem. It's not taking root again. Okay. Okay. So that's the aside. The same goes with Harkava and Havracha. The aside is if it has to take root, then you have to do it by Tu B'Av, we'll call it. If it doesn't have to take root, but you have an Arla issue, so you have to do it by Chav Tes Av. And if you don't even have an Arla issue, you can go up till Rosh Hashanah according to the Chazon Ish. If for whatever reason you don't have an Arla issue, and some say that you have to make sure that it's not taking root in any way, shape, or form in Shemitah. Okay. If you did it be'isser, if you are over the Yisurim we just talked about, we saw Chayav La'akar, and then we learned the Shaila if the Peiros are usur also. And this certainly applies. Now, not fruit-bearing trees, or besamim, and the like, so there's no arla. So according to the Chazon Ish, it's still Rosh Hashanah. And according to the other achrayim, we're dealing with trees. Flowers are considered trees too. So it only goes up to Tezvav Elul, or Tezayin Elul, depending on Mitzvah Yom Kekula. So again, if you're not dealing with fruit. Okay. If you're dealing with Tvua, or Kitnis, or Yerakos, then you have to worry about the Isser Svichim. So, in other words, it's mutter, something that's planted before Shemitah, okay, really we'll be learning about this much more later in the Masechta, but there's an Isser Svichim midrabbanon that if certain, it doesn't, there's no Isser Svichim by fruit trees, but things that are planted for immediate use, so there's always the chashash that people will plant things in Shemitah, and they'll say, oh, I planted it a week ago. Right, so Chazal asked Svichim, they asked things that grow by themselves because of seeds that fell in the sixth year. Except there's always exceptions. So we'll be learning about those exceptions, but realize that if you're not dealing with fruit trees, you're dealing with Tvua, or Kitnis, or Yerakos, then they have to reach a certain stage of Gidl, then there's another Isser involved. And until now we just talked about the planting aspect, or the Gzeira aspect. People will say you planted. But then, with other crops, there's a Svichin issue, where Chazal asked it unless it reached a certain Shlav before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. In other words, by true and fitness, it has to have reached a third of its growth by Rosh Hashanah. if it tvua and kitness, if it didn't reach, I'm going over to Dinam Daranageya this year. If you plant tvua or kitness, if it didn't reach a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah, it's going to have a problem of svichim. And by yirakos, they just have to have, they can be able to see them. They just have to have grown enough that they broke through the earth. And you see them starting to grow. And that's yirakos. Yirakos just have to start to grow before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Or else you have a problem of svichim. To what degree besamim and flowers that are planted for beauty just have an isasvichin or a kedusha shvius is a shadow. We'll be learning about it, or if it's a gael or maisa, before we learn about it, so you'll ask a shayla. I guess I have to give a class as we get closer to Shemitah. Okay, that's what's nageya, the iser that ties into, that's kosher with the last mission that we learned. Now we'll start again, Art Scroll, Yud Beis and Beis, and Halacha Hei or Mishnah Zayin. The next mission in Gemara doesn't have much to do with Shemitah. It's very, very dry and technical. It would be a big help if you learned Rosh Hashanah, because it's a lot, the sugyas are in Rosh Hashanah. It has to do with the following inyan. Every year you take off Truma and Maisa Rishon. The next Maisa after Maisa Rishon changes. You have, right, Maisa Sheni, year 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 5, and Maisa Ani, year 3 and 6. So different years make a difference regarding the second Maisa that you take, whether it's Maisa Sheni or Maisa Ani. Another ramification of what year it belongs to, though, even if it's the same, that it's Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, but there's a din of Ein Ma'asrin, Mishana Zu, Al Shana Acheres. You have to take each year's Maisa and Truma of that year's crop. So you always have to make a determination of what year this crop belongs to. Certainly, 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 when you have 6 going into 7, or 7 going into 8, you have to make a determination of what crop it belongs to find out if there's an Issa Svichin, to find out if it has Kedusha Shvius, all kinds of things. Okay. So you always have to make that determination. Now, we're going that the new year starts in Rosh Hashanah. By fruit trees, we learned a month ago, talked about it, that the new year starts on Tu Bishvat, not necessarily on Rosh Hashanah. But regarding most crops, the new year starts Rosh Hashanah. So now, that's when the new year starts. So now, how do you determine which year the crop belongs to? So, by Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. Dagon is Tvua. Tirosh will assume is grapes also. And Yitzhar is olives also. So there's 2 kinds of fruit trees. And Tvua, you go buster a third of their growth. That's a third of their growth determines if it reaches a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah. It's last year's Tvua. And if it reached a third of its growth afterwards, then the next year. Other fruit trees, you go basa chanota. Chanota process means the flower falls off and that little ball appears. You see on fruit. The Rambam has his own sheet about chanota. The chanota by trees means a third of its growth. That's the Rambam sheet. But see, you have that. And by yirakos, you follow lakita. You follow when it's picked. It happens to be a machlekes. If it picked papaya, or it just finished growing, and it's not growing anymore, even though you didn't pick a papaya. It's a machlekes vishayin. It's also machlekes, what a third of its growth means. Does it mean it will a third of its weight, or a third ripe? A third ripe, or a third of its weight. Or, if you make, let's say, if you're talking about grapes or olives, it will produce a third of the amount of oil that it will, or wine, that it will produce when fully grown. So, okay, different. Shiloh is what a third means. They're probably all around the same stage of growth. So you have, again, for most fruit trees, it's chamata, tvua, tzeisum ananovim, it's a third of its growth, and for yirokos, it's likita. That's basically how it is. Now, in our Mishnah, we're going to learn that there are some things that Chazal made a fourth criterion. Ha'orez, which is rice, or at least it's translated as rice. So we'll do the same now. Ha'adochen, millet. Ha'pargen, that's homentashen. Oh no, it's papi. Yeah. Ha'ashumshimen and sesame. Sheheshrishu b'fnei Rosh Hashanah. They took root before Rosh Hashanah. B'sasrin l'sha'avar. The Meiser is the previous year, meaning the year it took root. Sometimes it's Nogea which Meiser you take, but it's also Nogea that you can't take Mishona Echad al Chaverto. Umutorim b'shviyas, if it's six going into seven, so then it's Mutter, meaning it has no Kedusha Shviyas. If it's two going into three, it's Meiser Sheni, not Meiser Oni. V'yim Lav, but if it took root, after Rosh Hashanah, then Asurim b'Shvius, u'Masasun l'Shana Haba. Asurim b'Shvius b'Kashkus means it has Kedusha Shvius. It might mean it's Asur Mishum Sfichim. Give me one of those two things. If the Yisra Sfichim applies, so the Yisra Sfichim applies. If not, it means it has Kedusha Shvius. Sometimes in the Masechta, when you see it's Asur Mishum Shvius, it sometimes means it's Asur. Sometimes it can mean because of Nishmar, or because it was worked, the field was worked by Isser. You'll find the Lashon Asur Mishvius throughout the Masechta. Sometimes it's literal, and it could be Svichin, or it could be the Isser Tzchal if a person guards his field, according to some Mishnayim, or it could mean the Isser Tzchal if a person planted its field and these things grow. And sometimes the Rishonim speak out, it just means it has Kedusha Shvius. It's not Osir at all. It means you can't do Schayra with it. All the Dinam Shvius apply. So you always have to judge, and sometimes the Machalik is Rishonim. That's what Asur Mishvius means. U'mesasun Rishonah Haba. On other years, in other words, you follow the coming year. Kitsa, in these things, you follow Hashrosha. When it takes root, the Gemara will explain why. What? Oh, what? No. On other years. I said other years. On year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then Misasun Lashana Haba. If it's 6 to 7, then it's Asurim Mishviyas. And if it's other years, then it's Misasun Lashana Haba. Yeah, well, it's throughout the Masechta that there's an ambiguity.
Could it be the Chazal kept it ambiguous intentionally because it's a big connotation depending on what the mask is?
Probably. Okay, yeah. Here, there's an interesting thing where the Parish of Mishnayos says Kedusha Shvius, the Rambam Yad HaChazaka says Svichim, and Kapach had a later Madura of the Parish of Mishnayos, that the Rambam himself was Chazer and wrote it the way he wrote it in Yad HaChazaka. So if you look at the Kapach's Parish of Mishnayos, they have it differently than the Parish of Mishnayos we have, because he probably used the later Madura of the Rambam. Okay. Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer. Pul HaMitzri. I don't know what Pul HaMitzri is, but we're going to spend an awful lot of time about Pul HaMitzri in the next few blatter. So let me see what I wrote down here. Pul HaMitzri, Egyptian bean, Felix or Professor Felix, cowpea, okay? And it was a strange, it was an unusual plant. You could eat the seed, or you could plant the seed. It also had yerek. You have to get used to this, these lashonos. You could eat the zera, or plant the zera. or you could eat the yerek of it, which means face the leaves, the stalks, the pods. It would be in a pod, and you could, that's all called yerek, the green, the growth, as opposed to the seed, which you could either replant or eat. So I guess we'll see. The uniqueness of Pulam Mitzri probably is that they were both equally fine. Like people used it for either one. They had two things coming out. So Pulam Mitzri Shezoro Lezera Batchila. That his purpose. We're going to have a brisa about Pulam Mitzri that's going to be very dry. Halacha is coming up. Not much about Shemitah either. We're going to have a whole brisa about Pulam Mitzri that gives you like seven scenarios and how the din changes in each of the seven scenarios. So the famous Pulam Mitzri brisa. But the Mishnah says, the Rav Shimon Shazuri says, Zora Lazara Batchila. He planted it for the Zera, not for the Yerek. Batchila means he started off. We'll assume it means to eat the Zera. Kayotze behem. So you go Basar Hashrasha. In other words, if he planted it for the Yerek of it, then it has a din of Yerakos, and you go Basar Lakita. Because by Yerek, you follow Lakita. Again, we're talking about determining what fruit, what year crop it is. If it's one or two, or two or three, or three or four or five, six, six, seven, eight. That's what's very important. So if you did it, but he holds that if you do it with Zera, then it has a din of these four. The Tanakhama argues, we'll see in the Tanakhama holds that it's primarily a Yerek, and therefore, you go Basar Lakita, this is how the Rash explains Tanakhama, there's some sort of argument here, that the Yerek is the main part of the plant. So even if this person decided to plant it for Zera, but you still go Basar Lakita, that's Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Shazuri says that Kayotze Behen is the same, and we'll see in the Gemara why they go Basar Hashrasha. Okay? Rav Shimon Oimer, Afunim Hagumlanim, Kayotze Behen. Okay? That's large beans. Gamlonim is a lashon that was used to denote large things. You have it in a few places in Mishnayos. So here it means large beans. Professor Felix suggests it's arbus. I think chickpeas is arbus. Chickpeas don't seem so large. Maybe the big ones. You go to the, as a story, man, the big chickpeas. So, Kayotze Behen. I guess the point is, again, that even though you would think, perhaps, that the purpose and the main part of planting this thing is for the Yerek of it, and it's a Yerek, in the Kobasa Lakita, so Rav Shimon saying no. The Zera is so chashuv that if the person intended to plant it for the Zera, then you also go Basar Hashrasha. Rab Lezer Oimer, Lezer, as Shami calls him, Afunim Agamlonim, Shatirmalu Lufnei Rosh Hashanah. You need another condition. You need the condition that the pods, I guess, they come in pods, and the pods become somewhat hard. And then I guess the peas in the pot are more formed, or are bigger. That's what you need to go Basar Hashrasha. Otherwise, the main part is the Yerek. And you go Basar Lakita. Tanakhama holds, you always go Basar Lakita. Rav Shimon holds, no, depends what he intended it for. Rav Lezer holds, even if he intended it for Zera, you need Hukshu HaTarmilim also. Now, okay, we'll go to the Gemara now. It's interesting, the Rambam, many Rishonim hold that the first four, Orez, Dochen, Progen, Shumshimin, it's Tavka these four. There's some Rishonim hold it's all Kitnius, so if it's all Kitnius, then you have to say that the Chiddush of all kidneys, and then you have to say that Pul HaMitzri and Afunim HaGumlanim, so much was the main part of the plant, the Yerek, that they're unlike all of the kidneys, and it would be called a Yerek, not kidneys. Kidneys basically means that the main part of the thing is really tfuah is kitnius in that sense of the definition. It's just that the chamishas meaning dogan have a chashivus in itself, so we don't call them kitnius. But the food is what you replant. You plant the food, which is the definition or the main characteristic of what we call kitnius, where you plant this, where you eat the seed. So all tvua is kitnius, because you plant the seed. It's partial, it's tvua. So some say that by all kitnius, so by tvua you certainly go basa shlish. Remember that. Dogon tirish and yitzar is shlish, peiros achanata, yirokos alakita. Some say all, a few rishonim say, all kitnius are hashrasha. Some say only these four. If you hold all, then certainly the chiddush of pul hamitzri, and then you have to say pul hamitzri is different, because it's so much the main purpose or an ikedika usage of the pul hamitzri, where afunam agamlonim was the yerek of it, so it has a din of yerek, and you go basal akita, even though maybe botanically speaking it's kidneys. Okay, now let's learn the Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Oyrus v'adoyche." The peiros hilchu achar shlish. So the Rambam loves this Gemara because he holds all peiros. He holds basa shlish. That's how the Rambam defines chanota. It's about shlish and peiros. But that's like a Rambam shita. That's something you learn in and of itself. Otherwise, you say the Mishnah here just means dogon tirish and yitzar. That's all those peiros. Now there's another issue. Dogon tirish and yitzar is chayav v'diraisa. Others, like peiros or kidneys, they hold, or yirokos, is only chayav v'dirabonon. So, what? Jerusalem, I'm sorry, yeah. The peiros, so let's learn with the marafolda, dogon tirish and yitzar. Hilchu achar shlish, third of its growth. I said already, three different, a third of its weight, a third of its output, a third of its ripeness. So that determines its year. Uba orez, and the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, achar hashrosha. Uba yerek, when you eat the green of what grows, it grows leaves or stalks. Bishas lakitoso, isuro. Its year is determined by the Lakita. The Rambam holds Lakita Bapoyal. Tosfos Shita is Royal Lakita.
Okay. The other question, why, besides
why did
they leave out the
regular
peiros?
Because there's three of the four categories mentioned there. Yeah. Good question. Maybe it was just, you can say it's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't deal with peiros. It's more given the column of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah deals with these three. I why does it say Pharis then? Because if Pharis means Dogon, it's a contrast to Dogon. No, the Mishnah is talking about truth. It's true. The Marafulda says Pharis means Dogon Tirish, because it's true about Dogon Tirish and Yitzhak. But I would say, visibly the Mishnah, you want to say like Tvuish, Lish. The Chiddush of Orez is maybe that it's not a shlish. The Chiddush of the Mishnah by Orez is that you don't go bus a shlish. Not that you, that would be your other choice, to go bus a shlish. So, it's just a follow up, it's summing up the rule for the Mishnah. Other things, it's shlish. Orez is hashrasha. Certainly, according to the Rambam, it reads much better. What?
Is it rice in the Bavli also?
It looks like it's in Shoshana Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. I know it's what it's in the Soros Hashas. It brings down Shoshana Yud Gimel Amud Beis.
It's the same difference there. This is a strong. The Rambam is
B'yerek b'shas l'ki tulsu isura. Minayim shehil uba peiros achar shlish. The pasuk says chagasukol stasu v'choshuv as yomim ba'ospecha migarnecha u'miyikvecha. Migarnecha is goyren, goyren is tua. Yikvecha would either be wine or oil, which collects in a bor after they squeeze it out. So migarnecha v'lo kol garnecha, miyikvecha v'lo kol yikvecha. In other words, even if some of it grew, it's not fully grown, but you can make an asifa, and it's called, you are osef, ba'ospecha migarnecha miyikvecha, and it's chayev and maisa. So, according to Marafulda, it means, so it's mastavra, that you kaveya the year, for when it becomes mechuyev and maisa. So that's a third. So the Gemara immediately asks, you know, the point of the Gemara is it doesn't have to be fully grown. That's what the drasha of migarnecha v'lo kol garnecha migvecha v'lo kol yikvecha, and still your ba'asimcha, you're collecting it, and it's a valid asifa, one that's mechuyev and maisrus. But that's how the Rabbi Mara Fulden and the rest really learned that way. Me'ata afilu b'pachos mishlish. So who says a third? As long as it grew a little, you're saying. So very nice. Amarev Ze'era, Siv Aser Tiaser, is called Tua Zarecha. So Zarecha is a mashmos in the Tua Zarecha. That it has to function like a seed. That if you would plant it, it would grow. Yatsa Pachos Mishlish, Sheino Nizru Matzmiach. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Chazal and Kaimalon, that they knew that the shear, something has to be developed in order that if you would replant it, it would grow. Other, it would continue to grow. It would grow. Its own pears is a third. So we die. So mi garnecha, mi yikvecha, means it doesn't have to be fully grown. But since it says tva zarecha, so that means it has to be something that if you planted it would grow. If you uprooted it as it is, and you planted it, it would grow. Dabar shu nizra umatzmiach, yatsa pachos mishlish, sheino nizra umatzmiach. So that's why you need at least a third of its growth. In fact, the Gemara, we're still trying to determine how you know the halacha. Me'ata shlisha rishon, lisha avar, u'shlisha sheni, lava. But who said that that's kaveya, the whole growth, even the growth that happens afterwards? Maybe the pasuk just tells me that what happened up till now is a machayev. You could, as we said, the drasha itself is saying that it's mistavra, that if it's a valid asifa on a third, so it would be mischayev b'maiser if you picked it at a third. But now the Gemara wants to know who says that determines the whole fruit, the whole growth. Maybe, okay, so a third will be this maiser, and you'll be in a mess. I mean, there's ways of dealing with a mess. Maiser Sheni and Maiser Ani, not that hard to deal with. You pay it, you give the money to Ani, and you can go to Yerushalayim and use it. There's ways of dealing with it. So, Kaponim de Gemarius, maybe that's the way it is. Maybe the first third is Lisha Avar, Lisha Sheni, Labo. Amrav Yechlan, Mechag HaSukkos. There's another limud that's part of the pasuk. Chag HaSukkos, Tassel Lecha, Pasbucha, Migarnecha, Miyikvecha. Machag HaSukkos, Labo. Chag HaSukkos belongs to the next year, but Ba'at Mahalech Lo, Lisha Avar. When it comes to the mitzvah of Hakel, so it's called B'moed Shnas HaShmita. There's a reference to the Sukkos of the eighth year as belonging to the previous year, so to speak. So just like Sukkos is in the eighth year, but at least like I mean Mitzvah Hakel, it's still called, it belongs, it's at the tail end of the seventh year. At the Mahalif Boldashavai, when it comes to the Mitzvah Hakel, you consider it part of the previous year. It's called B'moed Shnas HaShmita. Af Elu, so the Gidulim that reached a third of their growth before Rosh Hashanah, Mi Garncha, Mi Yikvecha. We're going to go, not the Ilu Hoyo,
So we're going to go with the Rishas is Bisa. Ha'elu hein mahaba, not ha'elu, but the other way around. These are also mahaba, like Sukkis, but at mahalif bohen l'shavar. So you consider it list, yes, please. Okay, so you have one part of the pasuk saying that it's meaningful, even if it's not fully grown. Chazal, the knowledge of agriculture, determined that cutoff point. So we know it's not the whole fruit, but it doesn't say when yet. So they determined it's a third, based on Zarecha. They knew when it could grow. And that's a determination of the whole crop, of the whole growth. That's what Chag HaSukkot does. Now the Gemara asks, okay, you've taught me that Dogon Tirush and Yitzhar, you go Bosa Shlish. Good. No more Apa Orez, Uva Dochen, Uva Krogen, Uva Shum Shimon Ken. So what does Rabbi Elazar Fulda say? He says, Nilmo Dogon Tirush. The Binyanov, Rabbi Elazar Fulda, Mitzvah Rabbonon, Maitrus. So, certainly it's like, what did Rabbanon look at as the model? So why didn't they model it after Dogon Tirush and Yitzhar? Rav Chuna Bar Chiya Omar, She'i Efshar Lamo Rolov. Okay. These minim, it's very apparently, it's very disparate when it reaches a third of its growth. You can have a crop, and you plant it at the same time, and there's a wild fluctuation on when they'll reach a third of its growth throughout the field. Fool is basically uniform. It'll reach a third of its growth basically the same time. These things are not. And therefore, you'll come to take Meiser, you'll be messed up. You'll either have different Meiser, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, or B'chal, you'll have a problem with Ein Ma'asin Mishana Al Shana. So Chazal said, that's the way most learn. That they reach a third of their growth at different times. It's wildly different throughout the field. The Rashi Rilio learns it's very hard to determine the use, meaning when they reach the third of their growth. So he learns slightly differently than the Marafulda. Marafulda learns the Bavasachas of the field just isn't there. Big fluctuation. So it's too complicated. The Rishon says you can't tell. It's hard to see when is it a third. So therefore, they followed what's uniform, and they went Basar Hashrasha. They still kept, like they didn't go Basar Lakita, which is a unique characteristic of the era, that you say when it's fully grown. They wanted to keep the characteristic that you don't need fully grown, so they followed Hashrasha rather than a third. Now, the Marafulda says that they can do what they want, because the Maestros are only with the Rabbana. So Rabbana can do what they want. It's like Yeshvius, right? Like Yeshvius. Yes, 7 to 8 or 6 to 7. Again, so Yeshvius is not the Rabbana on these meaning. So, the Rishonim and Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban, other Rishonim, speak out that it's really a Svara D'Oraisa. They bring down a positive interest. Pray on him to that effect. That when it's not uniform, so you follow a uniform standard. It could be it's like, this is what I'm saying on my own. It could be it's like other things that you find throughout Shas. That the Torah says a basic halacha. Leaves it up to Chachamim to decide exactly what the guidelines should be. I don't know if it's so schwer to say that Chachamim decided that the guidelines should be had. When, what's Kaveh, what the year the Tvu is? Or this crop, as I should say. So they left it up to Chachamim. So Chachamim said, if you start to follow this, it's not really a Malois, the Oraisa. So they said, I don't think it's so schwer. But they don't answer that. They answer that it's a Kosa in Teres Kaihanim, or that the Svara, and it should be uniform, the crop, is a Svara on the Oraisa level. Yeah.
Can I say it's a Kosa in Teres Kaihanim?
Yeah, it is. I'm saying they do bring down a pasuk in Torah. Some say that it's a svara on a d'oraisa level, meaning it's a compelling svara. Sometimes the Gemara will say lama likra svara hu. Sometimes a svara is so compelling that it affects things on a d'oraisa level. But then the Rishonim, this is all Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah, Alf Yidal, Alf Yidbeis, Alf Yimel, whatever. And then they also bring down a Torah's kayak with a pasuk to this effect. So you don't have chlep with a pasuk. Okay, we'll stop here.
You're opening your mind. Always. Treating is right. You have a problem with last week. It's a lot to read on it.
Someone named Rashi
says that it's not
a problem.
The problem is anything. You don't possibly live. You say it's not a problem. But that's you.